three games on, the one that fell by the wayside was Dunamana's game with Drummond. But the other three grounds, they did their best to get starts and got games played and got them finished. Our featured game was at Ardmore, the home side getting 161 there. Decker Curry, as usual, top scoring with 86. Strabane made a little bit of a show. They got the 143. Peter Gillespie again, their main man, 40. He got, but they were beaten by 18 runs. Still pointless, Strabane, and Ardmore now moving to joint top. So a very good season for Ardmore so far. Not so good for Strabane.
Well, that's an unusual position to have, see Strabane pointless at the bottom of the table.
That is indeed. I mean, you think of 2 years ago they won the league. There was some certainly gone away a big time. Lost a few players right enough, but nevertheless the majority of their side's still there, but they're just not performing minds, and the results speak for themselves.
They do. Can they turn it around?
I think they can. I mean, it looks like a battle of three at the bottom. Strabane, Drummond and Brady, one of those three is going to go. I think Strabane may just have enough quality to pull clear of that, but they're going to have to improve because the games are going on, and the more defeats you get, the less confidence you're going to have, and that's their worry at the moment.
Coleraine against Eglinton started a wee bit late, did it?
It did indeed, but that was the shock of the day. Coleraine unbeaten in the league and top of the league. Eglinton joined second before yesterday's game, scoring 145. Young Jamie Miller scoring a quick 54. And Coleraine looked an easy enough task on paper, but they couldn't manage it. 130 all out. Young Rishi Chopra, top scoring with 31. And young Ross Allen, the Eglinton left-arm spin bowler, who's at university in England at the moment. He's back from university, and he did the business yesterday with his left-arm spin, picking up 5 wickets for 29. And that result now leaves Eglinton in joint top. So a little bit of a strange situation at the top when you see Ardmore and Eglinton up sharing the lead with Coleraine.
Yeah, I didn't hear you mention either of those teams whenever you were predicting who might win this Northwest Championship this year.
I'm still very confident because my team at Dunamana have 2 games in hand over these clubs, and if they won the 1 game in hand, they'll be joint top as well. So I've no doubt we're still in their minds.
Okay, Brady against Brigade.
Yeah, Brady struggling this year again, losing yesterday, albeit by only 14 runs. Brigade 162 for 5. Iftikhar Hussain, 46, not out. And Brady, even though they're professional, Gavin Wallace scored 57. As I say, they fell 14 runs short, all out for 148. So they are just sitting on 2 points, just a couple of points better off than Strabane and Drummond.
Yeah, so you're suggesting, well, you're telling me that Ardmore and Eglinton joint top, and Dunamana 2 points behind them, but with 2 games in hand.
Yeah, Ardmore and Eglinton joint top with Coleraine.
I
say, that was Coleraine's first event. And Dunamana 2 points behind that, and Brigade 4 points behind that. So it's all to play for yet, but it's very interesting at the bottom. As I say, 2 teams with no points, Drummond and Strabane, and Brady just 2 points clear of them. So there's all games have something to be played for, mate, both at top and bottom, which is good to see.
That's exactly right, and that makes it so interesting. And it's one of these leagues that lose a game and it's catch-up time.
Absolutely, and of course with the weather intervening as well, it's causing problems. I mean, you do get a second chance at it, but the way the weather's been here, sometimes a second chance mightn't be good enough. In fact, just looking at the programme for this week, starting on Wednesday night, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, we have a full programme. Ardmore, entertain Coleraine, Dunamana go to Strabane, Drummond host Brady, and Brigade take on Eglinton. So they're playing catch-up at the minute, minds trying to get these backlog cleared up. Let's hope that the weather's improved this week and they can get those 4 games played, and then we have 3 games on Saturday. So very, very busy time for all the cricketers in the North West.
Let's take a little quick look at the North West Championship yesterday. Any games played, and I suppose the big question we in Donegal want to hear about is St Johnstone. Did they win or did they not?
Well, they didn't play, Miles. Their game with New Buildings was called off because New Buildings travelled down to County Kerry yesterday to play in the National Cup today.
Yes.
So they got a permission to call their game with St Johnstone off. Only one game beat the Weller yesterday. Burndennet had a good victory over Ballyspellin. Burndennet got 201 for 9, Ballyspellin 154. So a good performance for Burndennet. Had a very bad start to the season, but they've won a couple now in a row, so they're starting to pull clear up the table. Bad news for St Johnstone, of course, because they're stranded at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. And Ballyspellin involved in the National Cup as well, taking on Laois, so they'll probably be travelling away there today as well.
Yeah, long journeys for them, and new buildings, as I say, new buildings are taking 2 days there to go to Kerry. You wouldn't know what sort of side. Obviously, we know Kerry's Gaelic very much in mind, but I'm sure there's probably one or two foreigners like West Indians are down there working, and they're probably playing with them. So you wouldn't know what sort of side they would be. Similarly with Leash, not renowned for being a cricket county. But again, they're in there and they've won their way through to this stage of the season. So I'd say Ballyspellin might find it difficult enough there. But fingers crossed that both of them get good results. At least it'll make that journey home worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. What league would Leash play in? Are they in the Dublin League?
They're not in the Dublin League, mate. I'm not 100% sure what league they're in, but they're not in the Dublin League, to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. I think it's a fairly low standard of league that they're playing in, because I think they may be just newly formed and they're feeling their way at the moment. But as I say, the fact that they've got this far, it augurs well. It's great to see cricket in the counties like this. I mean, it'd been unheard of a few years ago, Kerry and Leash having cricket teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the success of the Ireland cricket international side, has woken a few people up, and a lot of people are getting more interested in wanting to play it now, as shown by those two counties.
And there is a Munster League, isn't there?
There is a Munster League, yeah. Cork would be the main side there. Again, that's good to see. They've been in existence for quite a while. Munster used to have a side in the under-provincials, but they don't have any more. But Cork keep the thing boiling down there, and there is a Munster League in operation, albeit not the strongest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a couple of games down for decision today. Ardmore against Brady, Strabane against Drummond. Will they take place? How's the weather situation there in those venues?
The weather hasn't been great this morning again. It's brightened up a little bit now, but I was up at Ardmore about half an hour ago, and they were taking the covers off, hoping to get a start at some stage, providing there's no more rain. Similar story at Strabane. They hadn't started at all, so those games where they started at 12, so they're well behind at the moment. But if they persevere the way as they did yesterday, they may very well get two games played there today. Certainly Strabane and Drummond will want to play, because this is their second chance. If they don't play today, there's no points for anybody. And with both of them on 0 points, they'll both want to play for somebody to get a result there.